Last week on The Rambler, we learned about the aquatic weed hydrilla, an herbaceous perennial freshwater herb originally imported from Southeast Asia for aquariums and water gardens, and a plant that has taken over millions of acres of shallow standing and moving water in the United States. Unfortunately, it has taken root in our watershed, particularly in the South Fork Rivanna Reservoir, but it has also been found in tributaries like the North Fork, as well as the river itself downstream from the reservoir. Like many plants that are characterized as invasive, it is not unattractive. It has delicate leaves organized in whorls of 3 to 8 around a central stalk that rises to the surface in water that can be from 1 foot to 15 feet deep. The leaves are 2 to 4 millimeters wide and can be from 6 to 20 millimeters long. And what distinguishes hydrilla from the native pondweed or elodea, as well as another look-alike transplant, the Brazilian waterweed, is the presence of many sharp teeth along the margin of the leaves. Invasive species take hold in our local habitat through a variety of means. Some terrestrial plants outcompete natives by emerging earlier in the season or being resistant to the evolutionary system of ecological checks and balances, or by reproducing in a scale that overwhelms local species. Hydrilla has its own set of tricks for flourishing in the places it is introduced, whether by boats traveling from one waterway to another, or on the wind, or using other aquatic species to hitchhike a ride. Once in a water body, it spreads out and forms dense canopies that shade out native vegetation. And while these areas can provide protective nursery grounds for juvenile fish, it is not a major food source for aquatic species. Hydrilla also alters water quality by raising the pH and decreasing oxygen, as well as increasing temperature under the mats of weed. In slow-moving water, the stands that are rooted to the bottom can catch sediment and accelerate the process of filling in and creating islands, as has been seen along many stretches of the South Fork Rivanna Reservoir. And these clever hydrilla have more than one way of reproducing. The plants can host both male and female flowers, making for an easy date between ovary and sperm. Plants also produce rhizomes that root horizontally in bottom soils, sending up new shoots opportunistically. If that weren't enough, the plants also produce torions, small tuber-like growths that grow between the stem and leaf and break free in the fall, floating till they fetch up in another spot, ready to take root in the spring. With all these reproductive mechanisms at work, it's easy to see how simply mowing down the plants, as is done in some areas to clear docks or swimming areas, is only a partial solution, and how eradication, as well as prevention of its spread, is next to impossible. Though chemical agents can kill the plants, this is risky, and many localities have used grass carp, also an imported species, to control hydrilla, though this has its own risks too. Grass carp will outcompete native fish species and are only recommended in enclosed water bodies. Our reservoir is only a temporary impoundment of water flowing from the headwaters, clearly not a candidate for using these aquatic weed chompers that could easily escape downstream. As the community continues to look at ways to preserve the South Fork Rivanna Reservoir for storage of drinking water, as well as a recreational amenity, we're going to have to address this aquatic plant that has made itself at home along large stretches of the reservoir and seems to be expanding rapidly. While some would argue that our human population is close to outpacing the resource capacity of this county and this watershed, there is irony that the spread of other species is also hard to keep in check. One wonders if one is a metaphor for or a harbinger of the other. This is Leslie Middleton. Please join me next week at this same time for another installment of the Rivanna Rambler, or for podcasts anytime online at rivannarambler.org. If you have questions or comments, please call 924-0885 or visit wtju.net.